أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لهم عذاب في الحياة الدنيا والعذاب الآخرة أشق وما لهم من الله من واق. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 34 of Surah Al-Ra'd, he describes or he explains the punishment that those people will suffer, the ones that he was referring to yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the mocking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by informing him that previous messengers had also been ridiculed and mocked at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he gives them respite in this world to go on carrying out the kufr and oppression. Allah then spoke of the partners that they associate with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all the evil, the polytheism and the injustices that they commit in this world have been adorned for them and verified for them by shaitan. So it seems as if what they are doing is right and is the correct thing. Allah says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the worldly life, they will suffer a punishment. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٌ. And the adab of the akhirah is even harder, will even be more intense than any form of suffering that they might experience in this world. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there shall be absolutely no one who will save them and protect them from Allah. Allah then describes Jannah. Allah says, here is a description of Jannah in the next ayah. Allah says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the description of paradise, الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, which the Allah-fearing, Allah-conscious believers have been promised. Allah says, here is its description. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah says, beneath it, you will find that there are rivers that are flowing. أُقْلُهَا دَائِمْ وَظِلُّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, its food is everlasting. Its food will never cease to exist. Its food will always be present and available. وَظِلُّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the shade in paradise also. The shade, no ordinary shade, no ordinary food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it shall be everlasting. تِلْكَ عُقْبَى الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah says, that is the ultimate abode of those who have taqwa. Those who have developed taqwa. Allah consciousness, who fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُقْبَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah says, the ultimate abode of the disbelievers, النار, is the fire of Jahannam. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those whom we had given the book, referring to the Jews and the Christians. Allah says, those whom we had given al-kitab, the book, يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. They become happy, those who believe from amongst them, they become happy with the revelation that you have received, because they are so amazed at how what you have received is confirming what they had previously received. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding some of them, that they become happy with what has been revealed to you. وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And Allah says about those who had believed in the Torah, and those who had believed in the Injil. For example, you have Abdullah bin Salam, who was a Jewish scholar, a rabbi, and he then embraced Islam, and he accepted Islam as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is kiflain. They will receive double reward. They get double the reward because of the iman that they had brought in the Torah, and the iman that they had brought in the Injil, and the same applies with those who had, not the Injil, the Quran. And the same applies to those who had brought iman in the Injil and the Quran. So Allah says they become happy. يَفْرَحُونَ. They are excited and happy about the revelation that you have received. وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from amongst the different groups, مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضًا. They are those who reject and will deny a portion of the Quran. قُلْ. Tell them, O Muhammad, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ. I have only been instructed and commanded to worship Allah alone. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ. And I have instructed not to associate any partners with Allah. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو. To Allah alone will I give da'wah. Again, yeah, you know, we spoke about the normal construction of a sentence. you have what we call a preposition phrase. A preposition phrase, we discussed this when it came to bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, and we said there that bidhikrillah originally should come at the end of the sentence, so the sentence should actually read tatma'innul qulub bidhikrillah. So bidhikrillah is a preposition phrase. Here you have another preposition phrase, ilayhi. Ilayhi is also a preposition phrase. So originally it should read ad'u ilay. Ad'u, I am inviting, ilayhi, to him. But when the preposition phrase is brought in the front of the sentence, it denotes restriction, meaning only. Ilayhi ad'u, I invite to him alone, to nothing else and to no one else. Ilayhi ad'u. So that is the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilayhi ad'u, I invite to Allah alone, wa ilayhi ma'ab, and to Allah alone shall be my return and my abode of return in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.